Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not ashamed no more. I wanna do the thing that you love never did before, girl. Baby, let me be your candy liquor, girl. I just wanna be. I'm not ashamed. I wanna be your candy liquor, girl. Let me lick you up. Let me lick.
I wanna lick you, girl.
I wanna lick you in the morning, uh-huh. And if that's all right with you, baby, you know what? I wanna lick you in the evening. And if you really like the way I'm licking you, girl, you know what? I wanna lick you late at night. Give me a chance. All I'm trying to do is prove my love to you, baby. Oh, honey, I just wanna be your candy lips, girl. I wanna be, I'm begging you. I wanna be your candy little girl. Now I got something I wanna ask everybody. Do we have any Jodies in the house tonight? Come on, ladies. You don't have to be a man to be Jody now. Come on. You know what, honey? Your man ain't going down on you, girl. No. Because your man got too much pride. You know, it's funny. I used to be like that too, girl. And one day, my lady told me, Marvin, you better get your shit together, man. And girl, I started going down. And ever since that day, I told my baby this. I want to lift you up. I wanna lick you down. Turn, baby, I wanna lick you all around. Girl, let me lick you good, like your lover should. Like this. Can I lick, girl? I wanna lick you, come. Can I make somebody come right now? Can I? Please. Let me lick you, come. Like your lover should. I wanna lick you. All you ladies that got those sorry ass men out there, the ones that don't want to go down, you better get rid of them motherfuckers. You know why? So you can feel good, girl. Like you should. Yeah, I used to be like that. Ashamed to go down. You know what I once said? I ain't putting that shit in my mouth. But I got hip, girl. Yeah, I told my baby this. You know what I told her? I'm your candy liquor. I'm your candy liquor. I wanna make you come. You know what I like about Jody? Jody won't sleep. No, no. Until he make you come. You know, some women are hard to come. But I like this about Jody. Jody will lick. Until he make you come. Jody won't move. Until he make you come. Jody won't smoke a cigarette. Until he make you come. You see, another thing I like about Jody, Jody don't get tired. No. Make you come, baby. See how you come over here. Come here. You look like you ain't come in a long time. Let me make you come. You know what I want everybody to say? Everybody say, Jody will make you come. Come on. Everybody say, Jody will make you come. I'm your candy. I'm your candy liquor. Candy liquor. I'm your candy liquor. Now, do we have any candy liquors in the house tonight? Come on, fellas, I know fucking well you go down. You don't want nobody to know it, but you go down. Yeah. You out with Mr. Jones' girl tonight, and you don't want nobody to know she go down. I tell you what, dump the motherfucker, girl, he'll go down. Candy liquor. I'm your candy liquor. And I'm not ashamed. I'm your candy liquor. Woo! Y'all catch up to this. Bye.
evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm going to bring my co-hosts on in a minute, but I want to talk about Marvin Cease. That was Marvin Cease, Candy Liquor. That song got a lot of lessons to learn. All you guys out there, like he said, scared to go down, claim you don't go down, go on out there and satisfy your woman. And there's some lady Jodies out there as well, but send me a male Jody. With that being said, the weather is finally breaking. I can breathe. Oh, my goodness, it was so beautiful out today. That's how it should be all year round, just like it was today. But it's not. I'm just glad that the summer is coming to an end. I know we're still going to have some hot days, but today I basked in it. I really did. It was just so beautiful out. I wish I could do my show outside, but I can't. Hope everybody's having a nice Wednesday evening. We've had some terrible things happening here in Maryland. A young man was killed yesterday up the street from where I live on his way to school. What in the world is going on? Then we had an ambassador killed over in, Libya? I think in Libya, if I'm wrong. I'm wrong, but an ambassador was killed today. Then they had another shooting on a college. Why, where are these people getting these guns? And why do they have them? They need to dig the biggest hole in the world and put every gun in it. It's a shame. People have gone gun crazy, let alone the police. They've been gun crazy. Now people are just arming themselves and just killing people for no reason. That's not what the show is about tonight. Tonight's show is, the topic is, do you have good sexual oral skills? I'm going to bring in both my co-hosts, Daddy and Rhea. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
I am fantastic, darling. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
That is so good to hear. Danny, are you there?
Yes, honey, I'm here.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm just fantastic. You girls ready to get on with this show about good oral skills? Marvin, did you hear all that song? Both of you hear the whole song?
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard it all the way through.
Well, this is my first time hearing it, period. So, yeah, I definitely heard it all the way
Marvin
through.
Marvin Cease, they got no shame in his game. You hear me? I saw him in person at a concert, and he lets it all out. He's dead now, though. I think he's deceased.
Yeah,
but he gives it to you. He said he ain't ashamed, and if your man ain't going down on you, get rid of him, because he's Jody. And Jody, come on over to my house, darling. So, we're going to talk about good as well as bad oral skills. Now, I know that you may have encountered someone who thought they had the bomb head and come to find out that they didn't know anything about what they were doing. I've experienced that. And I'm telling you, you know how they say, when you go down, you're eating pussy. All this guy needed was a fork and knife. I'm telling you, it was miserable, horrible. And I kept telling him, stop, you're hurting me. He just acted like it belonged to him, because I had to actually force him from down there. But then he says, what, I ain't doing any good? I've been trying to tell you that for the last half hour. You know, and I mean, he may have thought that it was good, because, you know, some men don't know it's good unless you tell them it's good, or sometimes you have to direct them or show them or tell them how to do it. And, you know, he was one, he needed a lot of lessons, but I'm not a teacher, because I want the experienced man on me. If you don't have any experience, get some experience, and then maybe we might can do something, but I prefer a man who's already experienced and is confident and knows what he's doing, and he's not using a knife and fork. Because my little kitty is so precious.
I know that's right.
I mean, I've had some the bomb oral pleasing, and I'm telling you, it was like I couldn't believe it. You know, it was just, it was like that. And myself, I also mentioned if you are a giver or a receiver to call in with your stories or call in and then share your experiences. And I'm going to share mine, and then I'm going to let you ladies share. I am a giver as well as a receiver, but I don't mind being a giver sometimes opposed to being receiving all the time, because some men just don't turn me on like that. And I can count the men who I've been giving it to on one hand. But, you know, I enjoy it because that's what I do. And I feel that I do it good. I haven't had any complaints. And, you know, like I said, I don't, you know, just some men, I just don't appreciate when they do. They I may let them do it one time. After that, no. I had a guy who, like I said, had went down on me, and it felt like he just needed a knife and a fork. And I told him so. I dismissed him. He called me about 2 or 3 months later and said that he had had some practice. I said, some practice? What are you talking about? He said, remember you told me I didn't know what I was doing? He said, well, now I know what I'm doing. I want to come over there and do you. I said, no, baby, it don't work like that. It does not work like that, because he told me. I said, well, who was you practicing on? His girlfriend. Did you know he was totally wrong? Totally wrong. I said, no, sweetheart, because number one, your girlfriend making deal with how you do her, because I don't know how you doing her. You know, because every woman is different. Every woman is pleased and satisfied differently. You know, what might be good to you may not be good to me. So I told him, I said, no, he begged me. He called me and called me and called me. And I just had to tell him, no. I said, I'm getting married.
Oh, wow.
Which I wasn't. For some reason, that works with some guys, be telling you're engaged or whatever. But I said, I'm getting married, and I don't even, you know, it's a done deal. But, you know, it's a shame when men who profess that they could do it really good, they be bragging and boasting and, yeah, I'll lick your boots off and I'll do this and put my tongue down your G-spot. Hello, if your tongue can reach my G-spot, you got a nice tongue, okay?
That's right.
I just laugh when they be saying stuff like that, because I haven't met anybody yet with a tongue that long, even though your G-spot is not that far deep in you. But if you had a tongue long enough to reach my G-spot, I want to meet you.
Oh,
okay.
That's right. Well, hold on. Let me see if I can get his number for you.
I'll make sure somebody like that.
Oh, honey, I got stories for you. I got stories for you.
Well, tell them, girlfriend. Bring them on out.
Well, currently who I'm dating now, I'm definitely pleased, satisfied, and he definitely reaches every point, every angle, every new spot right about now. But I did date a stripper about a couple of years ago that had the longest tongue, and yeah, girl, there's somebody out there.
What?
Girl, he was good.
Was it longer than Gene Simmons?
Oh, God, I want to say the same. I really do. I want to say the same. I don't want to say longer. I don't know, but I know he was good.
Wow.
He was definitely good.
Yeah, that's something. Mm-hmm.
That was something that you...
So, Rhea,
I didn't need sex after that.
Well, you know, once... because I was on a kick at one point in my life, till that was basically all I wanted, was for someone to satisfy me orally. And, you know, then I started thinking, said, well, this is good. So I wanted it both, you know. And it is good now. It is definitely good to have someone to pleasure you orally and when they're doing it the correct way. There's no doubt about it. But I also like meat with my potatoes. Okay. Maria.
Yes, ma'am.
You got any stories for us, darling?
Actually, I really don't. I've only had one partner in my lifetime.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Sure not.
But let me correct that. That was the male I was married to. Anyway, I don't have a whole lot of experience. I've done it about half a dozen times, but he didn't care for me doing that to him. Because he had a stigma he had a stigma, I guess, that only hookers did that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he didn't care for me at him. But I definitely have been a receiver as well. Can't add a lot because I don't have a whole lot of spirits in experience in that area, but like you said, if I have to choose between the two, give me the meat.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like I said, I enjoy a little meat with my potatoes, but I still like them potatoes too. And that's the quickest way for a woman to have an orgasm is by being orally stimulated. You know, it's one of the quickest ways. And, you know, I enjoy it to the fullest. And it's just something, especially like I mentioned, when someone does it so good. You know, it have you screaming and just going crazy. You know.
You're right.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing.
Crazy like that.
Well, I'm a giver. I'd rather give than receive. I mean, I enjoy receiving it, especially when you're doing it. But my motto is, I like it. I like to give. I think giving is a lot better. I get turned on more watching the reaction and watching me turn them more. So I'm more of a giver than anything. I think I'm the best head giver on the East Coast, if you ask me.
I know that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Definitely not.
At all. Because I am a giver as well, and I think I'm the best on the East Coast as well. You know,
that's right. We need to do a video.
Yeah, we you know, we all have to think that way because that also helps us to be the best that we are.
Right, right. It definitely does. It definitely
you know what I'm saying? Because if we just you know, you got women out here. Because I've heard guys say, man, she was biting all on me and raping me. And I mean, like a vacuum, man. I told that broad to get up and get out. You know, you hear those stories.
And it's vice versa with the ladies, too. Because they be down there looking like they're like a kitty pet, like dog, like kitty. Like, I'm not no cat food. Like, if you don't eat that. I am not no
cat
food.
That's what I'm
if
saying. All they need
that?
Is a knife and a fork some of.
Jesus.
It just seems like that's what they're doing. They're just eating it instead of opposed to licking it, sucking it, kissing it, writing your name with your tongue on it, you know, doing all the little things that should be done to it opposed to abusing it because that's exactly what you're doing to it when you're down there eating it, quote, unquote. And pulling on it, and then when a guy sucks on your clit and he's pulling on it, what is that all about? It's not a dick, you know. It's just this little thing, little bit of flesh, and I don't mind you sucking on it, but don't suck on it like a vacuum, you know, like you're trying to suck it out.
I'm not. I know that's right.
And that hurts, you know. I don't know what. would men be thinking, you know, when they do that? You know, just suck on it so hard and gnaw on it and bite on it and chew on it. Hey, don't do that. Now, I will admit, the very first time that I performed oral sex on a guy, I admit, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And he was complaining. Yes, he was. And I'm down there thinking I'm doing something. And he just said, can you please stop?
Oh, God.
I felt so bad because I just knew I was doing something. But your first time, if you never did it before, your first time might be your worst time, you know, because I never even knew what to do. You know, I just got down and just thought I was doing what I was supposed to do.
And that's why people need to tell people that I don't know what I'm doing. This is my first time. Then somebody can walk you through it. But when you go down there acting like you know what you're doing, baby, you're going to get embarrassed because I'm going to be quick. Nigga, I'm going to need you to get up, boo. Working my nerves.
My very first oral sexual encounter with a guy I was in a relationship for 13 years. And he had been, you know, orally satisfying me for the longest. So I just said to myself, he never asked me, you know, to go down on him or anything like that. So I just decided one night when we was, you know, when he finished, I, you know, got up and started kissing him on his chest and nipples and going down and down and down. Then when I got down there, I just knew I was doing the right thing. He said, baby, no, not like
that's
that.
Not for you.
I learned from him. He taught me. He definitely taught me, and I appreciate that because, you know, like some guys may just go on and dismiss you like I had to dismiss that guy. But like I said, we was in a relationship for 13 years, and he taught me, and, you know, like I've been in a few other relationships with guys that, you know, just gave to me and I never gave to them, but I would have to really care about somebody or really want to do that to somebody, you know, opposed to just doing that, because to me it's something special. That's how I look at it. You know, now everybody doesn't have to look at it that way, but that's just how I look at it. So, I had this conversation on one of my shows a while back where I don't like a guy to ask me to go down on
him. I hate it. I know that's right. I hate that.
I really don't like for a guy to say, would you go down on me or you give up head or would you suck my dick? No, I'm going to do it if I want to do it. You don't have to open your mouth.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Because I've never asked a guy to go down on me. You know, I never have. But, you know, if he did or if he wanted to and I wanted him to, it was okay. But don't ask me. Please don't ask me, do I do that? And especially before, if we're just sitting around talking, or if we're getting ready to have, to be intimate with each other, and the first thing come out your mouth, you suck dick.
that's
just ruined the whole night. You know, I just can't go on after that. Because it doesn't, I'd rather just go on and do what I want to do if I'm going to do it.
That's
you know,
true.
Give me, let me make my own decisions. Don't try to make decisions for me. And one guy told me, he says, I'll go down on you if you go down on me.
Oh, wow.
I said, what? What kind of games are you playing? Oh, no, darling. It's not even going to be like that because, number one, he already sounded like he
he was scared.
Yeah.
He's
you know,
like
I'll
he
go down
scared.
On you if you go down on me. What kind of mess is that?
Mm-mm.
But, you know, some guys just blow it, and they blow it for no reason, and I don't have time for the games. I really don't. So, So Leah, you said that you had did it before. You was a giver, right?
Yeah, I've been a giver and a receiver. More receiving than giving. When I first did it, he walked me through it, and he, you know, taught me how, and taught me, you know, this, that, and the other. And from what I understand, I can only go by what he ever said. He never had no complaints. Like I said, he just had a hang up with that.
Right. So yeah, he was more or less giving to you. Well, why did he feel that? I mean, this is what I can't understand. Why do men feel that just prostitutes do that? You know, a lot of men who are in relationships, they don't want their girlfriend or their wife to do that, but they'll go and let a prostitute or they'll get somebody on the side and let them do it. I mean, what's that all about? You know, the one who should be doing it and keeping your butt home is your wife, is your girlfriend, is your significant other. You know,
exactly.
I heard guys say, "Oh man, my girl, she don't do that. I don't want her going down on me, but I'm going around here and let Betty Jo go down on me." That is just the craziest thing. So crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. But it seems as though well, personally, I have my own feelings in regard to people that speak this way. But one of the things that I've come to learn, because I'm currently abstinent, so I'm not doing anything. What has done anything for a number of years anyway. What I've currently come to learn, that that's like a prerequisite or that's mandatory and this, that, and the other, and I'm like, on what universe? You know, what did they say? If you can't lick it, you can't stick it and all this. And I'm like, wow, really? Really?
Yeah. You got women out there that say things like that. If you ain't going to lick it, you can't stick it. But I feel like this. You know, that's a decision that we'll make when the time comes.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm not, and if it's somebody that I particularly care about, somebody I want to be with, they don't have to do me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just something that I enjoy. So, you know, women they're actually cutting themselves short, because a man, he may have it in his mind to do that, but when he hears you saying, well, if you don't lick it, you ain't going to stick it, that's a turnoff, you know. And women need to learn the little signals and the little signs and the little things that turn men on and off.
Exactly.
That's
you know?
True.
And when you learn those things, then maybe you might get what you want, you know. And then they say, well, I'm not sucking his dick, not unless he eat me. No, that's crazy. That just goes to show that you're a selfish lover. I really think that's being selfish, because if it's something that you want to do, then you're going to do it.
Exactly.
And you don't have to be made to do it. Like, that's like, somebody asking is something
right.
Like, you'd be afraid to say, well, not tonight. You kind of cut you off guard, because you probably was already planning to do it, especially if you've never done it, or, you know, if you just felt like you was in the mood to do it, you was ready to do it, and you was all hyped and pumped, and then he goes or she goes, can you give me, what? If you, you know what? I have to use the bathroom. Never mind. I have to use the bathroom. I'll be right back. I done brushed my teeth and done gargled and spread some breath mints in it, done did all kind of tricks and got my mouth ready to do some work, and you, what? Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Don't waste
yeah.
my toothbrush.
Yeah, it's really something, you know, and oral sex is I would say the icing on the cake. You know, especially, like I had mentioned earlier, especially for us women, because it's the quickest way for us to have an orgasm.
But, you know, it's so a lot of people, it seems as though a lot of people think that it's a prerequisite nowadays, and it's like, no. To me, oral sex is just that, sex. It's not just part of foreplay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it acts within its own self. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Definitely.
I understand.
Yeah, and it seems like a lot of people take it as if it's part of foreplay now, or this, then the other. It's like, no, it's still sex. So I don't know, but I agree with, I mean, that's not something that, it is something special to me. It's something that you do with that person. For example,
someone.
I had to become sexually active Tuesday, and I was not committed in a committed relationship. I would not be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm more than likely I wouldn't. But and who knows? But that's not something that, you know, you just do to average Joe. I'm going to give you a prime example. My daughter is for one of the museums here, and she used to go to work at like 5:36 in the morning. It was still dark out. There's a car wash around the corner on the main boulevard from us. This guy has saw her, and he came running, and he said, "I see you going to work like this all the time. You look like you're really in a hurry. You got a few minutes to talk to me?" And she said, "No, I'm going to work. I'm in a hurry or whatever." And next thing you know, he pulls his little thing out. He pulled himself out, and part of her wanted to get on the defensive, but really had to stop herself from laughing, because he said, "Don't you like it?" She looked down. She said, "Ooh, it looks nice, pretty." Okay, and then she said, "See?" And he said, "Wait a minute, don't you want to suck it?" She said, "Hell no!"
Wow.
Like, are you serious?
Wow.
To myself,
you say this was a homeless man?
No, this was a man that worked in a car wash. She came running. Oh, wow. Really? That's how they do it today? I'm like, as far as her being shown it, has happened a couple of times. But when he said, "Don't you want to suck it?" I'm like, okay, so they suck it up. That's how it works.
Oh. Wow.
I thought that was the most hilarious stuff I had ever heard in my life. I was laughing so hard she had to tell me the story twice, because I was laughing. I'm like, you want to what? I'm like,
wow. You know what, stuff like that happens because he might have had a case in his life, or he might have did that before and actually got it sucked. And what people fail to realize that everybody is different. You just can't be throwing stuff like that on people. Sometimes you got to walk somebody through stuff like that, because, you know, you got to give heads up to some people. And some people that, you know, enjoys it or love it, you already know the deal and already know the drill. But I think some guys and some females just, you know, forget that everybody is different. So happened to your last relationship, or what your last experience was with the prostitute, hooker, stripper, or whatever it is that you're dealing with, is different than the current one you're dating or you're married to or whatever. I think some people get the perception that everybody's the same. Once you find a freak, it's like, okay, every girl is a freak. No, boo, you're going to have to walk some people through that. Some people are so scary. Some people don't do it. You know, and it's funny because I say it all the time. Wow, there's still people out there that don't suck dick. Wow, I didn't know that. I thought everybody sucked dick. Each his own.
Well, there are some women and men out here that don't do oral sex. I had a girlfriend. She had been married for quite a few years, and she said her and her husband never had oral sex. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if I can phantom that, even though it's probably true, because, like I said, some people are not into oral sex. But to be together all those years, and when they finally divorced, do you know when he divorced her, the next woman that he got with, he was having oral sex with her?
Oh, wow.
Mm. Yeah, and they had been together for years and years. I said, wow.
Turn him on the way that he wanted to be turned on.
But what about in the beginning of the relationship? What was going on in the beginning? Because,
yeah, that's,
you know,
true.
In the beginning of the relationship, that's when everything is really good. You know, you're doing it 4 and 5, 6 times a day like a rabbit.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, everything's good because when I was in my first relationship, the first person that I had oral sex with, we was like doing it sometimes 4 and 5 times a day.
Mm,
you know, he was,
right.
You know, going down on me. And it was maybe about a year and a half when we was in a relationship when I decided, you know, to go down on him. But, oh, my goodness, I don't know. I don't know. I guess, you know, you got people who don't like it and people who do like it, you know.
Now, how do you handle a situation where you enjoy receiving and he doesn't want to do it and you do him? Is that a problem for you, or you just go with the flow?
Well,
Rhea, you don't even have to answer because you celibate. We don't want you to change your mind. I don't want you to go after this show and do anything crazy. We want you to stay where you at. I want you to stay in your lane, so you don't even have to answer it. But
right, but if we're in a relationship and I'm caring about him, eventually I think he will come around, you know, because that's how it was with me. It wasn't that I didn't want to do that because it was running through my mind, but I was also, because I've never did it before, I didn't know how to do it, you know, but then I just braved up and said, I'm going to do it because, you know, he never asked me, he never even asked me to go down mm-hmm. on him. It was just something that he loved doing to me, and, you know, I really cared for him. So I said to myself, I'm going to show him just how much I do care for him as well as much as he cared for me. So I did it. You know, I did it wrong the first time, but, you know, I did it because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to show him that I care for him. So if I'm in a relationship and, you know, a guy, I'm just, you know, doing him, that's what he loved, and I love doing that to him, I think eventually he will come around and he will do it.
Okay.
Mhm. I really do. You know. Then let's talk about the guys who always talked about they don't go down, but as soon as you get behind closed doors, they can't wait. They can't wait to get between your legs with their tongue. You know.
I don't know. I think what that is. I think, you know, some people are just not open to talk about it, like publicly open or just having a conversation about it. It can be with their boys or just generally having an adult conversation with couples and, or just, you know, just friends or whatever. And some people are not comfortable because I've known guys that are not comfortable in engaging in that conversation and saying, you know, oh, I give the best or I'm into it or I enjoy it. They don't even talk about it. But go home, they like the best ever. You're like, whoa, wait. Okay.
Okay,
you
now
really
what
have
about,
much to say on this topic.
What about if you're with a guy and, you know, y'all just are talking and he tells you, well, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't do oral. Okay, so you can accept that because you like him or whatever, but then as soon as y'all get in that bedroom, now he just told you that. He's not with the fellas. He's not, you know, in a crowd, and he's telling you this, and then he gets you in the room, and he goes straight between your legs with his tongue. What is that all about?
I don't know. I mean, stuff like that I laugh at. I mean, if you're good, I just ask, you know, I ask questions all the time, so I just want to know why, you know, you had to lie, because you're pretty good at it, you know. If that's something you don't like to talk about, you know, I just want to know. But if other than that, I mean, I'm with it. I'm with anything that's got something to do with oral sex. I'm like, okay, sure, all right, you know. If you don't, if you do, all right. But, you know, I always play it back as if they, you know, I always let the guy decide what they want to do. And pretty much if you know me, that's just something that I do anyway. But for a guy that don't know me or trying to get to know me, and that's one of the conversations, and he doesn't do it, and he's so adamant about, oh, I don't do it, I don't do it. I've done it sometimes. And when he got in the bedroom, he tried and was like, oh, no, boo, I thought you said you don't do that. Oh, honey, we're not going to do that tonight because you don't do those. You know, we ain't going to do that. We ain't going to exchange that because I don't know what you're about because you said you don't do it. I want you to get down there and mess up because I'm going to embarrass you if you get down there and fuck up. So you bet.
Yeah.
Just keep your word and don't
exactly
don't say nothing.
Right, because that's exactly what that guy had told me. Oh, he said, I'm have you climbing the walls and calling my name. I was calling his name. I'm like, the heck up.
I know that's right.
You know, I mean, it's okay if a guy wants to brag about it, but don't write no checks you can't cash.
I know.
And most guys that are good, they don't have to brag.
Don't have to say a word.
I think it's these guys who want to be or think they doing something, or these newcomers that, you know, are just out here trying to make a name for themselves or whatever. I don't know.
And you know what? Not all the time, because I think some guys know that they're good and they just have an ego strike. Like, their ego just has to be stroked. Like, some guys just has to hear you say you're the best. So I think that, you know, you also have that guy that know they do it good and can, but they just want you to say it. They just want you to hear it. They want you to, you know, that ego crap, that is a mess. But I think some guys also does that as well. They just have an ego strike, and they just like, look, tell me I'm the best. Okay, you're the best. All right, get over it. Get over yourself. Because after a while, you're not going to be the best because I'm going to hurt your feelings in a little bit. Keep talking.
And sometimes you have guys who also have been lied to, and they actually believe the lie. That some females told whatever the hell they wanted to hear to get whatever it was she wanted at that moment, and they let that stuff go to their head, too.
You're right, because I stroked a lot of people's ego.
True.
Just to get the hell, get you off of me, honey. If I have to say that to get you the hell off of me, yes, honey. Yes, you're the best daddy. I'll call you whatever you want to be called, as long as you get your ass out of there. Sure, I sure have. Yes, I have. I'm sorry, I am guilty of that. I have stroked a lot of niggas' egos. Listen, yes, honey, daddy, you the best. Get off of me. Yes, honey. I came. It didn't even come. I'm finished. I can't take it no more. I done did that.
You fake
mm-hmm.
the funk, huh?
Fake it all day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
this one
needs
to sum. This is
in my life, but I just found out that, I mean, I just decided that I wasn't going to fake an orgasm. Either a guy's going to do whatever means necessary to satisfy me, or, you know, that's it. You know, because men, they get theirs. They get theirs. If they stuck their penis in a hole in the ground, they're going to get theirs. So I feel,
then,
you know, men who make sure that their women have an orgasm first, I love men like that.
But you know what? You can't even be honest sometimes. Sometimes you have to lie sometimes, because it's crazy to me, because sometimes, you know, guys I have encountered with in the past, it's like you have to lie sometimes, because some of these guys really do believe in their head, like, I'm the best. Like, who told you that? Like, sweetie. And then some people are sensitive when it comes to that subject because, again, people have lied to them and stroked their ego and have said they're the best. And when you got to them, and it was like the worst that you ever had, it's like you scared to say it because, you know, he done already done told you every female he done been with done been satisfied. And it's like, oh, God, I don't, you know, sometimes you're scared. You're scared
to
say something.
Somebody had to lie
somewhere
because, like I said, when that guy was down there, with the knife and fork. He ain't never had no complaints. I don't know who's. He may have been eating a real cat's coochie, but they probably did was stroking his ego, probably to get him off of them or whatever.
Right.
But I had
right.
the truth. You know, you're not going to do that to me. If you can't come correct, don't come at all.
I know that's,
right. literally.
Put your mouth down there.
Figurative.
I said, don't even put your mouth down there. That's my whole theory.
Right.
Leave me alone. Leave it alone. Right. It's okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
We can skip that for tonight. I don't need that. We can skip that for tonight.
And I had this guy one time who told me that he was a giver. And I asked him, I said, you never had anybody to please you orally? He said he used to be into that. He said, but women couldn't do him right, you know, so he'd rather, you know, please women than have women go down on him. So you know what, girl? That sort of like stroke made me feel like I'm going to have to save a dick or something. So I went down on him. He could not believe it. He was just like, he just couldn't believe it. And I told him, I said, all women are not the same. I said, so you just never ran into me. But, you know, you have men that just give it up and say, I don't want to do that anymore, because they feel that all women are going to do the same thing to them. You know, and it's not always like that. You just have to, you know, get out there and either experience it that one time, because that's all it takes is one time, because that's all you get with me is one time. That one time, that's it. Because like I said, I'm not a teacher, and I really would prefer a man who is experienced with that, because I don't have time to teach anybody. I'm a little bit too old to be teaching somebody. You know, so if a man can't come to me with experience, then don't come. Don't come. And I was reading something about the taste of semen. I've never let a man come in my mouth. I never have, because number one, I just don't. It's just something about semen that does not turn me on being in my mouth.
Well, all I got to say is that shit is thick and salty, and you ain't ever got to worry about me again.
Well, I guess I have to disagree, because I love it. So I'm sorry. I love it. I mean, I swallow babies, so I swallow babies. I like it. I mean, I'm not going to lie and tell you that it's not salty. I'm not going to tell you that, but, you know, it's pretty good for me. It does the body good for me. I got a lot of curves off there.
It says it's a chaser. It said to make swallowing easier, suggests having a strong flavored drink in a glass with a straw within arm's reach. For example, grape juice, chocolate milk, iced tea, red wine, or liqueur. And they say it's not difficult for most women to suck on a straw while holding a teaspoon of semen in their mouth. The beverage can help the semen go down easier. Now, I also understand that if a man goes like on a fruit diet, and just eats fruits, basically watermelons, strawberries, and pineapples and things like that, semen will not have that sticky, salty taste.
You're right, and that is definitely true. I can contest to that. I will agree with that.
Okay, so how did it compose to when they had the fruit, eating of the fruit?
I mean, it was a lot. I mean, it wasn't as salty, like I said, because it's just like whatever you eat, you're gonna devour it outside some kind of way. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's, you know, when they done that, that's what it is, because they say the same thing for us females. If we eat fruit or we eat whatever, we taste like that as well. I mean, that's what they said. It is what it is.
Right. I love garlic, so.
You love who?
Garlic.
You love who?
Me?
You said you like garlic?
Garlic. Yes.
Garlic?
Yeah.
Honey,
garlic.
You know what?
Everything.
Delicious. You need to be put on hold. You just said garlic. Garlic,
yeah.
Out of all things in the world, you're just going to bust out with garlic. Will you go right ahead? Well, I want you. What I want you to do tonight is go ahead and have some garlic on that time that you do that, and next week tell me how that kind of tastes. Tell me his opinion on that afterwards, because I want to know how that tastes afterwards. This child said garlic.
I've never had all the fruits
in the world, and you're talking about garlic.
I'm just saying, I don't know if it's during that time when I'm indulging, you know, when I'm receiving all that, I've had garlic. But I'm saying that to say, you know, because they say it tastes like whatever you take out. But I also eat a lot of fruit and vegetables as well. You know, but I just love garlic. So if I taste like garlic.
honey, that's probably why, you know what? That's probably why that man was down there and needed that fork and that knife. Because you probably done went and done had that damn. You know what? I believe him. I believe him now. Because since you done said that, I believe him now. That's probably why that Negro needed that knife. He was all ready for it. He done got down there and said, well, this damn thing, what the hell? He didn't want to hurt your feelings. So he just went down there and just thought he was a kitty. That's what he did.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in.
Yo, what's going down?
Are you there?
Yeah, what's going down? It's your boy, D-Lo the Great, a.k.a. D-Lo the 7. What's going on, ladies, this evening?
Nothing much. You have a question or comment, darling?
Oh, no, man, I just got, hold on, as far as y'all talking about these men that don't want to give it, I don't even understand it, as far as, like, the women that don't want to give it, like, do they still make those type of women? Like, that should have been extinct in the dinosaur age.
They're still out there, dog.
On the real,
yes, they are still out there, some men as well, you know, because, I mean, it's just a choice of preference. You know, people who like it do it, and people who don't. So you can't really knock a person who doesn't do it opposed to a person who does do it, because everybody's different. You know, and everybody has
true.
Their preference, and people do what makes them happy. You know, maybe that doesn't make some people happy, you know, but it definitely makes me happy.
See, me, I like it on both ends for the simple fact. I like to see my girl squirm, you know what I'm saying, going to the balls, just like she being possessed and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of fun to me to watch that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Kind of turn me on like, yeah, I got you. When she got to push me away like, damn, you're doing it too good, yeah. That's what I like right there, then that I can go ahead and get my mode, do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? That's erotic. That's grown folks stuff right there. That's just me, though.
Okay, well, my question to you is, have you ever had someone that didn't know what she was doing? And how did you handle that situation? And how did that feel?
Well, let me see. I got a call. I texted my homeboy, told him to call me, and just told her, oh, man, you know what? I got an emergency I got to handle. I'm going to give you a call later. Never give her a call again.
Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
You gotta look at it though. If you had a man that wasn't doing what he was doing on you, you're not gonna sit there and waste time trying to train him. True or false?
No, and you're right. And for me, for Danny, far as me, I'm not gonna train you. I'm not gonna teach you unless it's something that, you know, you're my significant other, you're my man, and that's something that you want to do, and that's something that you're willing to do. Then I might just take the time out take the time out to teach you and just show you what spot makes me feel good, because for me, clitoris stimulation is always makes me come faster, and I'm always that type of person. I'm never too wild down there on the pussy, but I mean, I enjoy it if you know what you're doing. But for somebody that does not know what he's doing and don't really care to do it, then I'm okay with it. But far as teaching someone, I would teach my man, but I wouldn't teach somebody that talks shit. Somebody that talks shit, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to make you touch walls. And and you went down there and did that, I'm going to embarrass you, and I might put you on blast on Facebook. And if you're my friend, I might just tag you. So,
see, me, basically,
you know,
I talk afterwards, because basically my actions speak for themselves. I don't need to tell you what I'm going to do, because after I get done doing it, you're going to already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can check my history on that one.
I know that's right.
All right.
I said to put my girl on the phone, let y'all ask her.
Let me ask her some questions.
Oh, y'all want to ask her a few questions? Yeah, I'll put her on the line since we're talking freaky tonight. No problem there. So, but another thing, man, got to understand, every woman got different preferences as far as what they like anyway. So what worked for one woman is not necessarily going to work for another woman, period. And a lot of men don't understand that.
And that's
true. Let me
ask
you this. How does your woman taste?
Like candy.
Like candy. Is it because she sucked on some candy or she just tastes like candy? Because you want her to taste like candy.
A little bit of both. She eats some right now.
All right.
Hello, hold on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you're on Delicious Talk, and my co-host, Danny, has some questions for you. You don't mind answering them, do you? Tonight's topic is about how good are your sex oral skills. Hello?
Hi. Is she still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I guess she hung up.
Oh.
I think she's gone.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, because I was getting ready to check his resume. Because I had a couple questions. I had some Jeopardy for her. I had some Jeopardy with some numbers behind
it. I guess maybe she didn't want to put herself out there, you know, because you got some women that don't really want to talk about it. You know, just like we had just discussed, some women, you know, talk about it, some women don't, you know.
And
I really feel that, you know, it's really nothing wrong with talking about it, because you might learn something from somebody.
You might. You just might.
Well, I know one of the things.
Caller 773, you're on the line.
Hold up. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
we can hear you, darling.
Okay.
I just wanted to check your boyfriend's resume because he was talking. He said check his resume. So since you're evidence, I thought I might ask you some questions about that. So my thing is, when he's doing oral sex to you, is it how is it? What's your opinion on it? How is it?
Oh.
I mean, I know he's in front of you, so I mean, I know you can give him the best A+.
I ain't got a front for nobody, but it's good. He got some good skills. He know what he's doing.
So
well,
in the beginning, did you have to? Oh, okay.
Huh?
Did you have to teach him anything? Did you have to show him anything? Or he just knew what he was doing when he first started?
He knew what
doing
he was
it?
Doing, but I gave him some input of how I like it, you know?
Right. Okay, and far as you go, it's up to you whether you want to answer the question. You can hit pass, or you don't have to answer. But are you or with your boyfriend as well?
I don't mind doing it for him. Not a
is that something that
all
you enjoy doing it, or is that something that he has to tell you, or that's something that you just go ham on? You just go ahead and go for
it. I just do it on my own, you know. Like sometimes he'd be like, yeah, you know, and I'm with it, but other times it'd be me too.
Okay. Now, what advice would you give any guys that are listening what not to do? I know every woman is different, but just give a few examples of what not to do and what to do.
I guess take your time. You know what you're doing before you go in.
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's a good
yeah
one.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a good one. Okay, well, it was great talking to you.
All right, thank you. Great talking to y'all, too.
Thank you.
All right.
Great, thank you. Those were some good questions that you asked her, Danny.
Oh, you know, because, you know, that's my this is my favorite subject, baby, because, you know, I come to all types of questions when we talk about oral sex.
I know that's right.
This is my subject right here.
That's part of what I think on some levels when it comes to, because I still think even if you're just out, I don't know how to say it, so I just say it the way it's coming to my mind. Even if you're just out here having sex, not in a relationship, and you just, you know, there's still conversation that needs to occur before that act occurs. Now, in my case, I would be up front. I'm not that experienced at that. I tell you
right,
up front.
Right.
I'm not going
right.
to, first of all, I'm not going to mislead them. And I'm going to be honest and upfront with them. I'm not that experienced at that. If you can't deal with that, move on. I get that. I don't have an issue with that.
Right.
But if you got that person out here talking all that big, you know, I'm this, that, and the other, you expect him to be able to handle his business as he's staying. And if he isn't, then, yeah, you do look for an escape route.
You do. You better hurry up and find one too, because you can't escape too long. You better hurry up and escape.
Call on line 215-303. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. What's going on?
You have a question or comment for this evening's topic?
I definitely got a comment. I'm more of a giver than a receiver. I mean, I like the person that I deal with, she makes it disappear. And not tooting my own horn is a lot to make it disappear. But I love the reaction that I get when I'm down there doing my thing. Do I discuss that ahead of time? No. Because of that fact that y'all were saying that men do a lot of talking, whether it be for ego reasons, whether they be lying, whether it be a truth. To me, when I approach that, the best element is the element of surprise.
I know that's okay. Right.
When you get down there and do what you do, and you're doing it well, and this is the first time you did it with this person, make no mistakes, you're going to get a call back. you're definitely
right.
going to get a second interview. And plus, like I always say, my mom told me when I was a young buck, do not play with the food on your plate.
I know that's right.
You said if you don't know what you're doing, you don't get a call back. Now, suppose that's somebody that you care about, say, like if somebody you want to be with, are you going to give them a call back, or is this just somebody that maybe a one-night stand type thing?
I mean, but with me, because I'm more into the penetration than oral on me, but it, like I said, it just wraps at the person that I'm with definitely is an expert at doing it, so I don't have a problem with it, but I don't ask for it. If she wants to do it, she does it. Then she definitely, if she don't know what she's doing, it's all right. It's okay. Because that's not,
right.
you know, what my forte is really. But
right.
I definitely love
so
it.
So are you an expert?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I mean, if my girl was here right now and wasn't working, yeah, you can check my resume.
I know that's the fuck right.
What makes,
so what is
what
the,
makes
what,
you?
What makes you? Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing.
Let me see. All angles. It's not just on the back. I mean, I definitely take my time with it. I don't bite. I'm not all that stuff that y'all said, like that knife and fork situation. Not me. Not me. I mean, first of all, it's a delicate area, so you can't be down there doing all that with it. It's bad enough you beating it up when you're having intercourse, some dudes. But when it comes to actually, you know, I put it like this. The same way I want to be licked on and I want to be sucked on, that's what I'll put out.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
well, that's
that.
A good analogy because, you know, some people don't really think like that. They think what they're doing is good by nibbling on it, biting on it, chewing on it, and sucking on it, you know. So, that is a good analogy. You want somebody to do you the same way you would do them, and that's you would do it tenderly, take your time, and make sure it's satisfied, right?
Exactly.
Well, since you
and
gave
like
us
you
good said. Points, since you gave us good points, give us some bad points. I know you probably done had a bad dick sucking. Once in your life.
I mean, everybody had a bad experience as far as male. I mean, you know, teeth, rhythm not, you know, the rhythm ain't right.
Because the way that you're talking like you're well in doubt. So for a man that is well in doubt, give advice to females that can do what it do. Like you say, your girl make it disappear in the mouth. Well, and it gives some, I don't know, you know, you
can't
really
explain
say
how
say.
She do it. You know,
right.
She's the best that I had as far as that department. I can't explain. You had to talk to her to get her secrets of how she do it. I really don't know how. It amazes me every time she does it. Like, wow, where did it go?
Well, can I ask a personal question? How many inches are you? I'm just curious because you said you well in doubt.
I would say myself 10 But she argues me down that it's more than that. But I would say myself about 10.
Wow. And she makes it disappear.
She makes it disappear. That's going down. She is deep throat. That is
right.
A deep
Honey.
Throat.
Superhead ain't got nothing on this one.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Janet Jackson, right. She does Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels is about 12 inches. And she, I saw her in a pornographic film once. She made his dick disappear, and I knew it went down her throat. Tears was coming out of her eyes, and I could not believe. I just could not believe it. I know it had went down her throat because where else was it going to go? But, I'm just wondering.
I got
stuck down there.
I'm going to tell you, every man loves a woman with a no gag reflex.
Love it.
Yeah, that is true. That is true because the first time I did, I almost thought I was gonna choke. I didn't know what I was doing.
Same here.
Yeah, I didn't know the first time you do that. Well, I don't know your experience the first time doing it, but my first time doing it, I was just like, oh, and I was glad it was dark because if he had saw my face, oh my goodness. I just did it so wrong.
But you know,
but he was patient, and guided me through. And you know, from that point on, he taught me, how to do it right. And I've had experience, so I'm so far beyond that now.
Right.
Do you do it to completion?
Huh?
Do you do it to completion, or you just do it to get the party started?
Well, I do it, to basically get the party started because I don't, after we, get things going, sometimes we may do 69 or, just do him, he do me, and, then the penetration comes in.
Right.
Well, people need to know there is a difference between having oral sex and deep throating. Like, deep throating is a whole nother level of sucking dick, because that's by itself is an experience, and
yes.
Not everybody can do that. So that takes a special skill and a special mouth to do that.
I agree.
Deep
thinking
takes a special mouth to do that. And just for anybody that's listening, far as ladies or any males that's listening, for me, I mean, I've done it without any help, so I can do it without help. But sometimes I might need a little help, depending on how long he is. So if he's over 10 inches, sometimes I may need a little help. And there's a spray that's called numb. It's a numb spray, and that you spray in your mouth. It's just like a breath spray, and you spray it, and it numbs you. And you can, believe me, that dick will reach to the back of your throat. You can actually see the print coming out the side of your neck if you're that good with it. That's just how good and numb it works. If you need help, that's just for those that need help. And for guys, if your girl wants to try it, then, that's definitely, I'm going to hurt you. Delicious. When you do this, I want you to report back with us and let us know how that go, because I want to know your experience.
But,
and please don't eat no garlic.
I've never really pushed it. It goes to the back of my throat and all this and that, but as far as, like, pushing it, especially if a guy's well endowed. But maybe someone who's average, I have no problem with that. But a well-endowed guy, it just seems like once it gets to the back of my throat, then, it's not going any further. And I'm thinking if it does, it may get stuck down there. I don't know. But I'm going to try some of that. Where is it? Numbs it?
It numbs it. It's called numb spray. I believe, yes, it's called numb spray. I'm going to look on it online while we're talking. But it's called Numb Spray, and it's white and green. It's a box. It's a white and green box. And it comes in one flavor, I believe, it's spearmint. But, I mean, there are other, flavors as well, as far as, like, liquid that you can also use just to help, but it doesn't numb. It just helps with the flavor, because also some people say, some females out here, the taste of it bothers them. And, like Rhea said, like that salty taste, not even just what come, but just dick, just salty, sweaty, whatever the case may be, it still has that, that after effect, whatever. So with that liquid and with that spray. I'm trying to tell you, for a good night, get that spray, get that liquid, get a flavor, whatever flavor you want. I'm telling you, go ham. Have a couple shots of drinks, whatever gets you to that point. I'm telling you, have a good night and call me, let me know. Because I'm telling you, it's a good night.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a good night. Good night.
So did I ask you, what does your girlfriend taste like?
Tastes good. I'm saying definitely tastes good. If I could say, it would be, it all depends on which you wash up now. Like what type of scented, you know, body wash or whatever. But it's definitely, you know, tasty because, like I said, if she would say, she'd tell you, I'll be down there for a minute. So it's not like a quick session and I'm up. Like you said, I mean, any man that knows about intercourse period knows that clitoral stimulation is the fastest way to make a girl bust before you even enter her. Matter of fact, you can eat the pussy so good that when you stick the head in, she's busting already. You didn't even stroke not one time.
Yes, that's it right there. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. All what you just said right there, that's it. Oh. Because sex don't even got to be long. And people need to know that sex don't even have to be that long. All that banging and all that, you don't even have to do that. If you know how to do oral sex so great to the point where you can make her climax, but not even that. If you can just do that great, like you just said, and by the time he done put the head in, girl, by the time he done put that whole thing in, and you done about bust all up on that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People don't even know. People don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I enjoy, I love it nice and slow. I love it when a man talks dirty to me. I love it when he spanks me. You know, all these things are good as far as, like, spicing up the sex and getting me ready. And when the oral comes into play, it's on.
So you like it slow and you take your time when you're doing oral sex.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, but you know I also like when because I like to savor it and I like to see the expression on his face. I like to hear him moan, and I love it when he tells me, you know, I'm doing it good, and it's just a turn on, you know, all those things that knowing that I'm turning him on.
Right, right.
You know, because I love it when a man moans. I love it to hear a man
moan. Right,
because
most of us don't do it.
I know. And then some men who I don't really like a quiet man who don't do anything, you know, just cry out or moan or, you know, just, if you just so
do something,
quiet.
Pull the sheets or something, bang on the wall with your arm or something, do something, make some type of damn noise. Shit.
Yeah, scream.
Feel like I ain't doing nothing.
I just like to know that a man is appreciating what I'm doing for him. You know, because I'm definitely, man is doing me good, I'm going to let him know. I'm going to moan out, I'm going to call his name. I'm going to hug him, I'm going to kiss him, I'm going to do everything to let him know that, hey, you are definitely turning me on, and you are definitely doing it good, you know?
Definitely. Well, I like it rough. I mean, that's just me. I mean, when it comes to war, I like to be really fucked in my mouth. You know, that's just me. I like to see the dick. I try to get the dick to come on the side of my neck. Like, I want to see that print. Like, I'm just that rough with it. And especially if I use that spray, it's like no whole bars. Like, make me throw up if it's possible. But it's not possible with that spray. But without the spray, it can be possible. Because, again, I just love it. That's just something that I enjoy. So I'd be like, listen, if you ain't about to give it to me, I'm about to take it. So I'm aggressive.
Your dude's a lucky man.
He definitely is.
Lucky
I know he's.
Man.
Oh, he's happy, honey. He's happy. I'm just like your girlfriend. Make it disappear in the mouth, honey. Mm. And I got videos to prove it, too. So, you know, that's the great thing about me. I love to see myself in action. So that's one thing that I love to do. Like, I video everything. And I love to video that part of oral sex. Like, I love to, I get off of watching my own self, and not even the fact of watching it, but just to hear it, because I give that sloppy, wet head, and, you know, it's the bomb to me. You know, of course, I'm going to toot my own horn, because I know I'm the best. Like I said, I believe I'm one of the best in the East Coast. That's just me. So.
That's how you gotta be. You feel you the best, and you are the best. Well, because that's how it's supposed to be.
Right, right.
You know, it's supposed
Cause
to be.
Because best believe me, because what you won't do, somebody else will. So you better go in there and act like, you better suit up and act like you know what you're doing, and you the best at it. Because, honey, you don't. Becky across the street going to do something better.
But also, like I said, though, and just like, you know, the other brother that was online said, you know, you really don't have to, because your actions should speak. Now, you know, you don't have a conversation. People have different sexual conversations. Sometimes it comes up, sometimes it doesn't. Like I said, with me, it doesn't come up. I like the element of surprise. So it's like, and plus, with me, I'm a thin frame dude. So, and I like, you know, thick sisters. So when they look at me, their first initial thought, like, okay, I got this. And then when it goes down, the after effect was like, okay, I will never doubt another thin man again.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thin, some thin men are well endowed. Yes, they are. And some short men, because basically women think that taller men are well endowed. But that's not always true. Short men are well endowed as well, some of them.
Right.
You know, you can't judge a man by his feet and his hands no more, you know.
You definitely can't, honey. You definitely can't. But the name of the spray is called Comfortable Numb.
I don't really
generally
like short men. I don't like a man who's shorter than me. But this one guy, he was maybe a couple of inches taller than me. But, oh, my God, he made up for the rest of the inches, you know where. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's how it would be. Was we, you know,
yeah.
Guys like that, the short guys and the thin guys, we like the best cut secrets. Because we're the ones, you know, the women like the big, the husky dudes, the Rick Rosses, the bodybuilder type dudes. And when
well,
you come
like
along,
Rick Ross, damn. Now, if he's built up, that's good, but I don't like the Rick Ross.
Okay, so I have a question from someone that's listening, and it's for the male caller that called in. What about the balls? How are you about your balls? Are you the type that like them suck? You don't like them suck? What are some advice about sucking the balls, and how do your girl do it? You know,
I mean,
talk about the balls.
You definitely got to be gentle down there. I mean, like the same way, like I said, you expect your clitoris to be worked. I mean, and handled. That's how you handle the male, you know, part. Now me, as far as like I said, with me with the whole oral, I don't ask if that's what you want to do. You go ahead. Only thing I say is just know what you're doing while you're down there. Like, you definitely can't play with the balls. You know, the session will be over. Like, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
And just like y'all said, y'all look out for escape routes. Like, we do, too. Like, you go down there and you start putting too much pressure on, or I'm in too much pain or whatever, mysteriously my phone going ring. Like, oh, you know, I got to go. I'm hurt you.
Right. I'm going to hurt you.
No, that's right. Well, we're getting down to the wire. We have a few minutes left. Does anybody have any closing comments? Or
well, I just want to tell y'all the name of the spray. I just want to tell y'all the name of the spray because I was looking at it as we was talking. The name of the spray is definitely called Deep Throat Spray, and it's called Comfortably Numb. That's what it's called. It's called Comfortably Numb, and it's Deep Throat Spray. And it comes in different flavors. It actually has a mint chocolate one. It actually has a spearmint one as well. But for us right now, it's just two. It's mint chocolate. And it's called Comfortably Numb.
Does it have a price of it?
Yeah, it says $7.99 online. It's $7.99, okay. But it's about the same price in the store as well. It's not that much on the store, and I know the two flavors that they have is chocolate, is mint chocolate and spearmint. And I've never tried the chocolate.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really a big fan of the chocolate, but I've used the spearmint one, and that's pretty good. And all you have to do is just spray it in the back of your mouth, like you're, you know, spraying like you have a sore throat. Spray it like that, and
right.
it does what it does, and it does wear off. And it depends on how
oh,
you are.
Okay.
It does wear off as well, but that's just my whole
cool.
that's just my whole thing. And you know, no teeth. You know, watch your teeth. That's just my.
Yeah.
Please watch your teeth, because if you don't want somebody to slap
right.
you, because I've known guys to slap a chick in the face with a dick, or just, you know, that'll ruin your mood. You won't get no dick at all. So just watch your mouth. Watch your teeth.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a few minutes left. I'm going to make a few announcements. I have a client whose book is going to be out before the end of the, before winter. The video's up on my page and his page. His name is Antoine T. Money. He's a local actor here. He's doing big things. He's been in movies with Charles Dutton, Clifton Powell, quite a few actors, and he's really going to be big. So check out Antoine T. Money. Befriend him on Facebook. And also when his book comes out, hope everybody supports him and get his book. And I'm publishing it, okay?
Right. I know that's right, Delicious. Do that.
Yeah, and on next week's show, since nobody wants to give me a topic, I think our next week's show is going to be about menage a trois. And if there's a change, I will let you girls know, and I'll let the listening audience know, but we will be having menage a trois on the next Wednesday show, which will be September the 19th, and as you guys know, my Friday show has been cut down to just two shows. That's the first Friday in the month and the last Friday in the month, and this Friday past, I had a young man on who does hip-hop educational video CDs. The end of the month is going to be my musical show, and I think it's going to be Happy Hour, and the first Friday in October, which will be Friday the 5th. Wait a minute. Yeah, Friday the 5th, we're going to be having open topic, and I got a lot of stuff to discuss on that show. So if you're not doing anything, come back Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, you know that Bringing Sexy Back airs every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. I want to thank everybody who called in. Thank the people who stopped by in the chat room. And, of course, my two lovely co-hosts, Rhea and Danny. Love you girls, and I appreciate you for hanging out with me as well and helping me to keep this show going for the listening audience. And hopefully, you know, we'll have it on for as long as they want us to have it on. And if you girls have any topics, let me know. We'll discuss anything and everything pertaining to sex, to even relationships, you know, just basically anything with a sexual overtone. With that being said, I'm going to say goodnight. And again, thanks, Rhea and Danny. And you girls have a beautiful weekend.
You do the same. Have a safe one, too.
Huh? All right. I'll do that. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye, Rhea.
Bye-bye. See you next. See you next. Oh, baby, let's get down tonight. Ooh, baby, I'm hot to fight your love in. I need to love in. Baby, I can't hold much longer.
get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Cause you do it right.
Good night, everybody.